Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. We miss him. He's the late great Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker. But as long as I'm on the air, we're going to keep playing his music. We love him. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Mad Dog Jim Blasingame, the American Small Business Advocate, but not late. I'm not late yet. And you know, time will tell. But right now, I'm still hanging out here, still causing trouble and creating chaos. I'm glad you're here, folks. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brad Close is here. He's back. He's with the NFIB, Senior VP of Public Policy there. We're talking about some of the things that the Congress is doing for us and against us. And the irony, Brad, as we mentioned in the last segment, the irony is there are two things they're doing against us. One of them is not passing something we want, and the other one is almost passing something we don't want. I mean, how do you fight a war like that, Brad? We feel like we're spinning plates here, and I know you feel the same way.
It can get a little frustrating. I mean, especially when there's good stuff you want to see happen, and then when you see bad ideas moving through at a fast pace, it can be very troubling too.
Speaking of bad ideas, H.R. 2513. Tell us about that.
So it's called the Corporate Transparency Act. It's anything but. This is a bill that, first of all, applies only to small businesses. The requirements in this bill only apply to businesses with 20 or fewer employees.
God.
And under the guise of going after money launderers and drug dealers.
I call that targeting.
It is completely targeted at small businesses, and the goal is to create a new database run through the Treasury Department of every small business owner in America, all their ownership data. They would have to put this in to this new database every year, and if they don't file their paperwork every year, they'd be eligible for fines of up to $10,000 and even jail time up to 3 years for a paperwork violation with the federal government.
What part of China does that not sound like to these people?
It is really bad. And at the core of it, this is an effort by the big banks to get rid of a regulatory requirement that is imposed on them right now and dump it on all the little guys.
Well, this is another example why I tell people they've got to do business with small banks, because the big banks are not our friend. They never have been. They've never been our friend. They cherry pick our best customers and leave everybody else, all the rest of us who are not cherries, most of us. I've never been a cherry. And I've always wanted to work. I've always worked with community banks. After 08, I'm sorry, folks, I'm going off here. But after 08, the big banks completely abandoned, 100% abandoned small businesses. 100%, not 98%, 100%. And small banks never did, Brad. And now you're telling us that they've got this Secure Act, but it's sponsored by a Democrat out of New York. When did this thing come up? When did it hit the table?
So this bill has actually been floating around since the early 2000s under former Senator Obama. It never got any traction until 2016, when a new regulation went into effect on the big banks, which required them to collect and save the ownership data of all their business clients. They don't like that requirement, so now they are supporting and adding new fire.
But why would they want? Why would they
want to
push that down? That's like me being mad because I've got a cold and want to give it to you. Why would I do that?
Well, I think they want to save a lot of money. So we've done a regulatory study on this, and this new paperwork requirement on small business owners will cost them about $5.7 billion over 10 years.
That's almost
$600 million a year, and that's lost time, opportunity costs, things they could be doing differently. It is a real burden. And the problem
dark
is most
matter.
Small business owners
it's,
aren't
it's
even
what
gonna
our
know
friend
about
Wayne
it.
Cruz,
they're not going to know about it.
It's like what our friend Wayne Cruz calls the dark matter, you know, of expenses for small businesses. So folks, let's walk through the numbers. So this means that if you've got less than 20 employees, which I do, so I'd be one of these companies, I'd have to go online and fill out all my stakeholders, all who owns the shares, who owns what shares and everything, and what else would I have to tell them?
So you'd have to go over all the ownership shares of your business, anyone else who has a substantial interest in your business, which, of course, as Congress writes stuff,
what does that
totally
mean? What does interest
right
mean?
Now, that would be left to the regulators to describe. So,
yeah, that's, there's the devil's in the details there, folks.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of our biggest concerns is there is an effort to make these data, this database eventually searchable by the public. So totally open, all this private information searchable by the public.
Wow.
So that would be a huge data breach of private personal information of small business owners.
Folks, we can't have this. Yep. This is 1984 all over again. This is Gestapo. This is Stormtrooper. This is China, Russia. This is North Korea stuff, isn't it?
It's bad. And the Treasury Department and any law enforcement agency in America and an international agency, if they go through an American law enforcement agency, can go into this database for any reason at any time without a subpoena, without a judge's warrant, without even going to court. Anything they want, they can go in at any time.
Has this popped up
no
again
protection.
Just since the House went Democrat? The leadership of the House.
It got a renewed push. That's for sure. We were able to stall it and get it pulled from a markup in February or March, but they got it through at the end of the summer. So it's ready to go to the House floor, and we think it'll be up there sometime by the end of the year. Maybe you think
Pelosi will bring it up?
I do at this point. I do.
So it'll pass. It might not pass the House because there are plenty. There are some Democrats who, but we've got to put pressure on them, folks. This is why Brad's here.
Absolutely.
You need to ask every member, especially the Democrats who represent you, about ask them about H.R. 2513, the Transparency Act. Tell them no. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Right back with Brad Close. He's with the NFIB.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.